right. I know you've been holding out for the Hero Card Show all week, and here we are. It is the Hero Card Hour here on KERV 1230 AM Radio. I am the host most weeks anyway. My name is Lou McCoy. Hope everybody's having a great week. Have had a great week. I'm joined as usual with producer Glenn Taylor. Glenn,
hey,
how you doing? Hey, bud, how are you?
Happy Friday. Doing good. Looking forward to another Hero Hour.
Good. Thank you, Glenn. Mm-hmm. Favorite show of the week for you,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
You're so good to me.
The only talk show that I do that
this
I would even lend my time to, yes.
You should do more.
Well, I've thought about it. I'm not as opinionated as some people. I'm more of a music guy, but it's fun. This show is fun.
Yeah. We have fun. Some weeks better than others, but we get it done, don't we?
So, well, it's real radio.
It definitely is. Yeah, and I'm not a professional. I'll go on record. I don't get paid for this.
All right, no.
You get paid.
You play one on the radio.
Huh? I play one on the radio, fair enough.
You play a DJ, yeah.
So this week's show, Glenn, I want to tell you, well, I want to cover a couple things.
Okay.
I want to share one thing, because last week we played the Dixie Chicks, right?
Yes.
We had fun with that.
We did. Did you get any blowback from
that? Yeah, I just got one email. I just want to share it with you. Basically, it said, good show. Hated the fact you played the Dixie Chicks. Almost tuned out. Stayed with it. Love, Mom. Ding, ding. So, hey, Mom, I know you're listening. Had to get you on that one. But she did. She had so I know my mom, my sweet mom, had an opinion. We probably had some others out there. But hopefully everybody tuned back in. We're going to play a little Dire Straits today. I don't know anything about them other than I like their music. So if they've got any kind of opinion one way or the other, I don't know about it.
I think they've got mass appeal.
A lot of people like those guys. And you told me we'd already played them once.
We did.
I must really like them then.
Well, right, and I like them too, so
okay.
What the heck?
We're rolling with it again. So, all right, so this week I do have a couple of guests lined up. In fact, I have twisted the arm of Aaron Jordan, who is the communications director with Honor Veterans Now, so she's in the studio, and I'm going to bring her in just a minute. And then on the back half of the show, one of our major sponsors and business partners, Angela Major Weight Loss, is going to come in, talk about how we can get our beach bodies on for the summer. I think that's probably hopeless in my case, but
maybe by next year I'll be there. Trying.
Wife and kids just came back from the beach, and that's part of the reason I didn't go. I stayed here. I didn't have the beach body. I have more of a mountain cave body going right now. So
there you go.
That's why I'm going to the mountains in July. All right, so a couple of things. I want to thank our sponsors, our major business partners, our super duper hero business partners. I want to mention a couple of those as we kick off the show. I want to thank Casa Keepers, Chad Huber and his team over at Casa Keepers. Chad basically does a variety of things. He'll look over your property. For example, if you have a second home or a vacation home, he can take care of that when you're not in town. He does handyman services. Just a great guy, very talented. He also has a portion of his business where he can do deep cleaning of your hard surfaces. He bought an existing company here in Kerrville that had great machinery for that. So love Chad. Love what he does. His number is 830-955-7888. So if you need those things, I'd highly recommend you call Chad. I want to talk about Benefit Solutions, our friend Todd Peter. Great guy. His office is over on 952 Jefferson. He can help your business with your benefit packages for your employees. He can help you on an individual basis with your health insurance. I believe he does life insurance as well, and he does dental insurance. And so great, great guy, great friend of the Hero Card. Go see Todd if you want to call him. He does take drop-ins, that's fine, but his number is 896-3727. And then one more is Sprinkler Smart, Chris and Travis. They're fresh on my minds. They were in my yard yesterday. I figured out their deal. I hope you guys are listening because I called them down on this. They put the sprinkler system in, and then I run over it with the lawnmower, and then I call them, and they come put it back in. This is a racket. That's all on me. Actually, one of my kids who didn't know where all the sprinkler heads was managed to kick up a few of them.
Well, it happens.
And so they made money. But the great guys, love them. They'll do your sprinkler, your irrigation. They'll also do landscaping. They'll do tree trimming, yard cleanup. They're just great guys to have around. And their number is 830-496- 1680. 830-496-1680. All right, so that's our major sponsor. We've got a few more we'll talk about later in the show. I'm going quick here because I want to give Erin plenty of time. She's available just for the first half of the show. But I got a text earlier. I want to promote this event real quick. This was sent to me by people that love pets. I don't know if I can get it to pop up. Okay, so it's pet adoptions this Saturday. So, Lynn, you have animals?
I do, but they're at my folks' place because I had to move into a little apartment.
So, okay.
I've got a dog, Daisy, and she's a red heeler.
Oh, beautiful.
And I've been told that by my dad that I don't care if you move, she's not going anywhere.
So you don't really have a dog?
Well, not really.
It's your dad's dog.
So I go to the folks because they have mini dogs.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. Got you. So Daisy, though, needs a partner. That's why I'm pointing this out to you,
uh-huh.
See? Right? So you can go to this pet adoption this Saturday and Sunday. That's June 10th and 11th, and this is going to be at the Kerr County Animal Services Building right there at Loop 534 at the landfill.
Oh, sure.
8 a.m. till noon. So if you need a dog or a cat, this would be the perfect opportunity to go adopt an animal from the shelter and save a life and make a friend. And they do a trial. Bobby Burris is in the he doesn't have a microphone, but he's whispering over my shoulder. So, Bobby, they do a trial basis so that if it doesn't work out, you take it back, exchange it. Great. That'll work.
It is. I tell you, I miss having a pet. I wish I could. I thought about actually getting maybe a cat because there's just no room for a dog where I live. Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't be an objection to, my landlords. They wouldn't object to it. But there's vicious dogs on all three sides of where I live.
Okay.
So I'm going,
it may not be
I don't
want
to get attached to an animal and then have it get mauled, you know. So,
just
but
keep...
I love animals, man.
Yeah.
I'm a big animal guy.
Well, you're a big-hearted guy, Glenn Taylor. Absolutely. So, all right, speaking of big-hearted, I've got Erin Jordan with me. Erin, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
How's your week been?
It's been okay.
Yeah?
I'm glad it's Friday.
We like having this show on Friday. We talk about that every week because it's people are happier today than they might be on Monday at 2
Definitely.
O'clock, right?
Yes.
So, well, I appreciate you coming in. Now, your office is in Fredericksburg.
Correct.
So did you have to come back?
Drive over here.
Are you going to have to drive back?
No.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
Yes, it is. I'm going to hit the grocery store after this.
Good. Well, you can take your, you said you were going shopping,
yes.
and I presented Erin with a Hero Card shopping bag.
That is so cool.
Bright red, white lettering.
Sweet.
Cannot miss it over at HEB.
Is it insulated?
No, not insulated.
That's okay. Save some plastic.
Maybe we should get some insulated bags. Not a bad idea. Maybe we'll do that when these run out.
They
got quite a few of these.
Good
so,
for the summertime, you know. You can take your ice cream home.
There you go.
Yeah.
But we don't need ice cream.
No,
we love it, but we don't need it.
That's right.
This is true.
Yeah. That little small 1 gallon size of Bluebell they sell. What is that? One serving.
Delicious.
Right there. It's delicious. All right. So, Erin, you are the communications director for Honor Veterans Now.
Yes.
So, I popped into your office one day,
and
because I was looking for you guys, one of our reps, Heather Davis over in Fredericksburg, we always like to feature good guest speakers, mm-hmm. nonprofits, people that are doing good work in the communities that we represent. And she had sent me an email saying, go see Honor Veterans Now. And so I walk in, and there you are.
Yeah.
And I was tickled to meet you. I also got to see local resident Brenda there.
Yeah.
And so, again, glad that you came on. So what is Honor Veterans Now? What do you guys do primarily?
We are a nonprofit that our main purpose is to fund meals for veterans that are under 60.
Okay.
They've fallen on hard times and they're going through some difficulties, whether it's financial or physical. Maybe they have a disability. And so sometimes they may not have enough money left at the end of the month to buy food. And so we connect them with a program that delivers meals, or they could possibly go eat a meal there and we pay for it.
Very good.
So,
okay. So, how long ago did this organization? Fairly new.
Yes,
pretty new. Pretty new.
Yes.
Okay.
And it was founded by a man named Tom Walney.
Okay.
And he is a Korean War veteran.
Did I meet Tom that day? Was he in the office?
He was in the office, but I don't think you met him.
Okay.
He was on the other side.
Other side of the office.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but he started this in about 2014 was when he kind of got the idea, and we were founded as a 501c3 in 2015.
Okay.
And how, do you want to know, like, how it started?
Is it very yeah, absolutely. Anything that you want to tell us.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
glad to have you.
And when he was in the Korean War and thereafter, he got his professional engineer.
Okay.
And so he has, he's a very engineer
detail guy.
Person. Yeah,
yeah,
very detailed.
Not me.
One. Okay. And so then in 1992, he was in a Baltimore airport and he saw a soldier walking by with two prosthetic legs. And that just kind of touched his heart right there. And
yeah.
he said, I got to do something about that. And the landmine detection was only good for metal. And
okay.
so he created, he invented the technology to detect the plastics.
Really?
And so he did that, and then years later he received the royalties from that invention from the army and or the
so
you know, the government.
Became successful with that,
yeah,
I'm assuming.
Sure
yeah,
did.
Very good.
And
that's great. Congratulations.
So then when he received those royalties, he decided to wanted to help veterans. He wanted
okay.
to give back.
Good.
And so visiting with the CVSO of Gillespie County, she mentioned that there are veterans that are going hungry in this area.
Okay.
And
oh,
she was
shame.
Like that. Yeah. That can't be. So he started right then and there and gave money to the Golden Hub to say, put this on account for those veterans that need help. You know, if there wasn't any other funding for them. So started there and with two other local programs, Bandera and Kerrville.
Okay.
And that's how it got started.
That's very good. Have
yeah.
you been with them since the beginning?
No.
Okay.
I started a year ago.
Okay.
Almost a year ago.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And you enjoy what you're doing?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So is it your role as communications director to go on the radio shows like this?
No. Well, I suppose it. I guess it is now. It's my first time.
Yeah, good. Good. Well, you're doing a great job. And radio is a lot of fun, we decided, because we can wear our shorts and our flip-flops,
yeah.
which we like. So, all right. So if somebody wants to get involved and help you, mm-hmm. how can the people that are listening get involved?
Well,
what can we do?
Well, you can just make our program more visible to others. Share about what Honor Veterans Now, that if there's a veteran out there that you know is going hungry or needs a little help in this way, have them call us.
Okay.
So refer a veteran. That would be one
okay.
way.
That's great.
And then, you know, our founder was very generous. And so we've been working off of the seed money that
okay.
he started with. And but we're also doing some fundraising, applying to
so people can donate to your
yes,
okay.
Yeah, sure.
Well, we
want
to give this more than once. So, how would somebody go about donating to your organization?
Well, we have a website, so they
okay.
can honorveteransnow.org,
okay.
and they can go there and click on the donate button, or they could mail us a check, or you know,
pretty simple.
Yeah.
And your obviously your website has your address
yes.
on it, but it won't you give that out while
oh,
you're
sure.
here?
Oh, sure. It's 103 Industrial Loop, Suite 1050. In
okay.
Fredericksburg, 7864.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. So it's honorveteransnow.org.
Yes.
All right. So is this a serious issue with veterans being hungry?
Well, yes. Just last week I had a call from a 35-year-old female veteran.
Okay.
And she was making about $900 a month. She's been diagnosed with PTSD.
Okay.
So she can't work. It's hard for her to leave the house.
Oh,
and
yeah.
so for her to be able to have meals
delivered
to the house is just amazing. She was just so thankful.
That's
so
you bet.
You know.
Well, no, I didn't state the question quite right. Obviously, it's a serious issue. Are there a lot of veterans that are going hungry?
Well,
I think the day I saw you in the office, you were telling me about there's some that you're not even aware of.
Oh, well,
right?
Of course. They're
and
out there. Just sometimes
locations.
They may not know where to go or how to turn to for help. So we just were recently listed with 211 Texas.
Okay.
It's the United Way call-in, you know, referral line. Yeah. You just call 211 and they can link them with resources in their area.
Awesome.
So, and we are, you know, we are local, but we're also able to serve people anywhere in Texas. So
really? Okay.
If they're not in a meal program, we partner with other agencies like the Meals on Wheels. And then if they're in an area where there isn't one that delivers, we can have meals mailed to them. So
So if somebody's listening out there that knows someone that may need this help, but they live in Arlington or somewhere.
Or Podunk, Texas.
Right.
Wherever, yeah.
So they can, how do they get a hold of you again?
They can call us. We have a toll-free number. It's 800-676-1389. That would be one way.
All right.
Yeah.
800-676-1389.
Yes.
Because I have a feeling that we might even have some veterans listening that this could affect personally.
Yeah.
And like you said, Glenn, they know other people where this situation is happening. Now, so is there ever a case where money is given, like on a gift card at HEB for groceries and that kind of things, or is it all meal-based?
We typically are just doing the meals through programs, and it might be a daily delivered meal. You know, they deliver it around noon. So they get a hot meal, or they might deliver frozen meals. If they're a little bit out of the way, they might get 5 frozen meals, and so then they would need a microwave and be able to heat it up. But at least they have some form of nutrition.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Really, really great. All right. Well, listen, don't go anywhere. We need to take a quick break. That'll give us a chance to have a sip of water, and we'll play a quick Dire Straits tune, and we'll come back, and I want to find out some more details from you, Aaron. Again, this is the Hero Card Hour. We're on KERB 1230 AM radio. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. Glad you're tuning in. That was a little Dire Straits Walk of Life. You like Dire Straits,
they're
Aaron?
They're okay, yeah.
They're okay.
Grew up on rock and roll.
Did you? A rock and roll girl? All right. Where'd you grow up?
Houston.
Which high school?
Klein.
All right. Yeah. Good. That's a growing area, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I haven't been back there in years, but I wouldn't recognize it. Yeah.
No, it's off the charts.
Yeah.
Very big. How long have you been in the Hill Country?
About 7 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
From
Denton. I lived in Denton for 20.
I'm a Dallas guy, so I know Denton very well. Haven't been back in a while, but
yeah, that area's grown too. Denton is like Dallas now.
You can't hardly tell where
the difference. Well,
It's just all melted together. Yeah. And Louisville in between, right. And Corinth, and all. Yeah, it's just that that 35 corridor is just packed.
It is.
So you love living here?
I do. Good. Love it out here.
Good.
Love it.
What brought you here originally?
My mom passed away in 2010, and so my dad lives here, and he was happy here. He plays bridge 2 days a week at the YO, and he didn't want to leave and come up with his only daughter, you know. So my husband said,
"You took one for the team."
Yeah, you want to move to Kerrville? I said, "Sure, why not?" So anyway, God provided us jobs, and we came out this way.
What's your husband do?
Love it. He's a machinist.
Okay.
In Fredericksburg.
In Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
One of the companies over there.
Yeah.
Lots of industry over in Fredericksburg.
Yeah. Sour machining.
Okay. I know those guys. Very good. And are you liking it here?
Oh, I love it.
Because it's, you know, I'm a Dallas native, and
oh, I don't like big city.
Yeah. It's funny. At first, you miss a few things, right? And then it doesn't take long for you not to miss much of it.
Yeah. Don't miss any of it.
And if you want a bigger city, just drive down the road to basically Bernie. The rim or Bernie now. You're that's absolutely.
Yeah, it's not even an hour anymore. It's just right down the road.
Yeah,
it's just down the road.
Yeah.
Well, all right, so back to Honor Veterans now.
Mm-hmm.
What does it cost to feed a veteran on your program? Do you have any feel for those numbers?
Yeah, the meals cost about $5 to $6, and for a year it would be about $1,500 to $2,000 for a whole year of meals for a veteran.
Okay.
So
somebody that wanted to donate $1,500, they would be feeding a veteran for a year.
For a whole year,
That seems very reasonable.
Yeah.
And are the food packaged in a way that they're nutritious? I mean, is that taken into account what they're eating? And
We contract with existing meal programs that have their own guidelines.
Dietitians.
And they follow. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Well, I know our good friend Angela, who you just got to meet, who is in the studio, so that would be important to her.
Yes.
Not just a diet of Oreos and milk.
Right.
Which I've been known
balanced
to have
meals.
Right now.
A breakfast of champions there.
You can't beat it. I tell you, my son is, one of my sons home from college, and he was tearing apart the kitchen last night. We had milk, and he just knew we had to have some Oreos, and he found some somewhere. He came in showing me.
He found your stash.
Uh-oh.
I didn't know we had them.
Uh-oh.
If I'd known, there would have been no stash.
Right.
That's the way that works. So, too funny. All right, so... $1,500 a year, roughly, to feed a veteran for a year. How many men and women are we feeding at this
right
time?
Now? Right now, we got about 250.
Oh, that's great.
To 270, it kind of fluctuates depending on where they are and how many, you know. And some of them are over 60, and those people, maybe they didn't qualify for a meal program, but because they're a veteran, we say we want to pay for their meal.
Okay.
And but the majority of them are under 60. And the key with this is that the Older Americans Act of 1965 funded is federal funds that pays for meals for seniors, 60 and up.
Okay.
So those folks are a lot of times taken care of. But it's the younger veterans that they call this meal program and they say, no, you know, you're not 60. But yet they still have a financial need, or they have a disability and they can't prepare their own food, or they have PTSD, they can't get back to work.
You bet.
And or sometimes they have trouble, you know, getting reestablished, you know, when they come back. And
you're
the
there.
The civilian life is a little difficult sometimes. So
any idea how many? I mean, at what percentage? If you're at 250, what do you think the number might be? That you've not hit yet.
Oh,
is this?
Well,
y'all talk about that.
We're looking at the numbers of veterans across. I mean, in Kerr County, there's over 6,000 veterans.
That's just in Kerr,
yeah. Right? But over the whole state of Texas, I mean.
And you're in 30 counties, you said.
Right,
at this
30
point?
So far, right now. But we can meet a veteran anywhere, no matter where they are. So.
Because you reach out to the other organizations to take care of their needs.
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So it's a matter of finding them.
That's good.
Yeah.
And fundraising. Well, you said you were doing some things fundraising. What are y'all doing in that area?
Well, we're applying for private foundations and, you know, looking for individual donors that would be interested and have a heart for veterans. And that just, you know, the more people we can reach, the more veterans we can help.
But no golf tournaments yet?
That seems to be not a real
popular golf. I think I've played in three no so far runs. This year. No fun runs?
No.
Not on the radar?
I'm not a big runner.
No, I was just trying to figure out how maybe the hero card and honor veterans now could team up.
Oh.
And there are other organizations that you could partner with, and maybe they've already got something going, and you could tag in and help.
Mm-hmm.
Our Rotary organization has teamed up with the Dietert Center,
mm-hmm.
and we do a car show.
Oh, okay.
And that's a car show that had been existing for a year, and I'll just go ahead and plug it now. It's on July 1st. It's always July 4th weekend. And, man, it's been going. The local car club here had it for years, and then those men and a few women, but mainly men that ran that, just decided it was more than they could handle.
Uh-huh.
And so they came looking for somebody to run it, and they came to both Dietert and Rotary, and we just partnered on it, and it's worked out really well. So this is our third year.
Good.
Bobby, you don't have a mic, but are you going to show your car? Yeah, Bobby's going to have his. Bobby's got a great-looking 52. It's 44. Thank you.
Wow.
He's got a Ford, and it's gorgeous. Yeah, so we can tell about that when we give you a mic here in a minute. So, anyway, that's a great thing. So, point of that is that something like that you could partner and make some money on. So,
wonderful.
Well, all right, let's give out phone number and website one more time.
Okay, and our local number is 830-992-3375. And what else did you say?
Website again?
Oh, honorveteransnow.org. And we do have a Facebook page, Honor Veterans Now.
Okay.
And
that's good.
That's about it.
Good. So if you're listening and you need food personally, or you know a veteran that may be in the situation, pick up the phone, get on your computer, email Aaron, and get on their website.
Yeah, and you can email at info@honorveteransnow.org.
Pretty
info,
simple.
INFO.
Okay, very good. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having
me. You have
a
big weekend planned ahead of you?
No.
Nothing?
No,
we're the best weekend?
Dealing with chickens. We have chickens, and my husband's built
a
chicken
coop. Talk
a little
more about your chickens. How many do you have?
I have 31 chickens.
31? My goodness. No shortage of eggs around your house.
Oh, well, no, I only have 8 adults.
Oh.
Females. Okay. So I only get about 4 to 5 eggs a day. That's all. But it'll be more in a few months, that's for sure.
Was that the purpose, to have eggs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're also entertaining to watch.
Oh, they are.
Oh, yeah.
I have a lot of roosters. If anybody needs a rooster, email me.
Okay.
Yeah. info@honorveteransnow.org.
Too funny. Well, we'll have you back on. We'll talk about your chicken business.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
Well, Aaron, again, thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate it. Hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Sometime.
Okay. I sure will.
Well, let's get an update in 6 months and see what's going on. And you and I will partner on some things with the hero card.
Okay.
And I look forward to that. So,
thank you.
All right, Glenn, we'll do a break here for a little news and weather. So when we come back on, we'll have Angela Major and Bobby Burris, and we'll talk some different things. So this is the Hero Card Hour on KERV, 1230 AM radio.
Introducing the Hero Card. With the Hero Card, you get major discounts at the best businesses around town. No need for coupons with the Hero Card. Just show it at the businesses that support it. What businesses are those? Find the entire listing of businesses that utilize the Hero Card at HeroCardOnline.com. A portion of each Hero Card sale is devoted to worthy causes in our local community, supporting all of our heroes, including veterans and first responders. Find out how you can use the Hero Card for your next fundraising activity. To purchase a card and for more information, just visit HeroCardOnline.com. The Hero Card, honoring heroes and supporting local businesses. Get your card today.
way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your cheeks for free. Now that ain't working, that's the way you do it. Let me tell you.
All right, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. Hero Card Hour. Now joined in the studio, got Bobby a mic. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, everyone. Happy Friday.
Have you had a good week, Bobby?
You know, you look it's like been an interesting week, to say the least.
Why is it interesting?
Well, I've had a little more babysitting duties. My daughter is in a missionary trip in Peru.
That's right.
She left
that
last
finally
Sunday,
came around, huh?
So this week we've been making meals for the grandkids and the son-in-law and making sure everybody is well taken care of.
So you were glad to take an hour out and come to the Hero Card Hour, weren't you?
Absolutely.
I got to go.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That show's now 2 to 5.
Yeah.
Oh, so your daughter's in Machu Picchu.
At Machu Picchu. In fact, I think that's where they were headed today. They've been in a different little village every day.
Okay.
Helping from a group of older folks to, I think yesterday they had 200 kids that are
that's awesome.
Needed some help.
It'd be a life-changing trip.
Oh, yeah. No,
this is the RN program over at
Shriner
University.
Yes, Shriner University, the BSN program. So, there's a group of about 12 of them down there. And of course, it took some of them about 36 hours to get there because missed planes and whatnot, but they all there, and they're a little cool. A little cool,
are they?
She said. She had to buy a few alpaca blankets and a sweater.
Wow.
It's in the 30s
wow.
and 40s, but she says it's a different kind of cool because they're about 12,000 foot elevation, so it's a little different cool up there.
But she's doing good.
But doing
and
well.
You're holding up okay.
And,
when's she come home?
She comes home a week from tomorrow.
Okay.
Week
so you got another week to
so, yeah,
week of work for you. All right. Well, what a great segue because, as I mentioned, we've got Angela Major in the studio as well. Angela, how are you?
I am great.
You're great.
Thank
and you're
you.
A registered nurse.
I am.
And so you can relate. Did you ever go on a trip like that as part of your training or schooling?
No. I'm a little jealous. That's awesome.
I'm a little jealous. Absolutely.
Well, they could have stayed and taken classes all summer or done this two-week trip. I think many of them liked the two-week trip.
Pretty good program.
It covers their Spanish, their language, part of their curriculum, and something else as well.
But okay. What a great experience. It'd be nice to be young and do those things.
Yeah.
Good, good.
Well,
I hope
some pictures. I mean,
yeah, she's been
gorgeous
out, seen
countryside.
Some things.
Gorgeous countryside.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
But certainly some folks that I said it'll probably teach you to really appreciate the things that we have here that they don't have there. So
we got it all. We do. So, Angela, how's your week been?
My week's been fantastic. Very happy.
Busy? You busy lady?
I am busy.
You are busy. You are very, very busy. Well, I appreciate you taking time. You're always welcome to come on the Hero Card. You're one of our major business partners. Ha ha. See what I did there? Major.
Major
business
partner.
Ding, ding. Yeah. So.
Super duper.
Yeah, and always. Always. So what's going on in your world? What have you been doing?
Besides working.
Yeah. What have you been doing for fun?
For fun?
Yeah.
Who has time for that? No, just kidding. Because it's very important
that
we make
health.
Time.
That's right.
Exactly. And so I have been enjoying the river. Take the boys down to go kayaking.
Good.
And my dog tried to get in there with them too, and he decided it wasn't for him.
Do you own a kayak or do you rent them from my good friend Corey Miller? Kerrville Kayak and Canoe.
That must be.
Hey, Bobby,
it,
that's
yes.
one we need to sick on because he's not a Hero Card partner, but we need.
I talked to him one time.
You did?
I
okay.
Follow up.
Yeah, well, let's follow up. I'm sorry.
I haven't.
So you don't own a kayak?
No, because I don't really know. I could get it in my Accord.
It might be an issue.
You get an inflatable raft, then you just blow it up.
Or you can get a boat like Bobby's that requires a trailer. And when's the last time you were on your boat, Bobby?
Night before last.
Okay. And didn't catch anything? Or
not even a nibble.
That was not a nibble?
Not even a nibble.
Well, their patterns are going to change now with the temperature and the we've not had any rain for a few days, yeah. So it's going to level out. It'll take you a little time. And I was sincere. You and I had talked about maybe getting out one afternoon, and I'm going to see if I can twist your arm and get out one morning.
Oh, no.
It's cool.
I'd
so
love to do a morning one as well.
I think morning fishing's a blast. Yeah. I'll even get up before the sun comes up and do that on occasion.
Well,
not often.
Be a bad
so
thing. Get out there at daybreak.
Yeah, we'll make that happen. Absolutely. And then we can go to work, keep working. Angela, before I bring you in, we're going to talk specifically about what you're doing with major weight loss. I want to cover a few things with Bobby because we've had a very busy week. As I announced a few of these things last week that we were in the process of signing up some new business partners. We did that, and now we know some discounts. So, Bobby, I want to talk about Daddy Jim's Quality Meats.
Daddy Jim's buddy over there, Danny.
Absolutely, Danny. Yeah?
Danny and his wife have some great cuts of beef and pork and sausage. If you're looking for the most unusual, unique sausage, every mixture you can think of, Danny over there at Daddy Jim's makes some sausage.
That's what Glenn was saying last
week. Sausage Nazi.
Yeah?
You know. Oh, he's got a blueberry. Absolutely. No, but
really?
So anyway, every week he's making fresh sausage. Okay. So, but great steaks. Chili meat. I've bought a lot of chili meat from that guy over the last couple of years. But anyway, go by there. Just getting started. We'll have some signage up there next week. But he's doing $5 off a $30 purchase any day.
It's pretty good.
And I think we're going to limit to one per visit.
Okay.
Obviously. But of course, he may, you know, especially if you're buying sausage, he may cut you a deal. He's a good guy. He's a little tough. But when you try his products over there, you will want to go back and put up with anything you have to get that sausage.
Just to get that meat out. Maybe he knows that. You'll put up with anything. There you
but
go.
Anyway, really good. We just got them started, and there'll be a signage and everything on our website next week. But $5 off, $30 purchase, Daddy Jim's Quality Meats over on the Loop.
On the Loop.
Next to the Veterans Hospital.
It's great. Congratulations on
check them out.
Yeah, when he's a he's very fond of our veterans.
Absolutely,
and his I think his father was a veteran.
Yes.
And he loved the fact that the Hero Card gives back to veterans and heroes. And I have a question for Angela on the blueberry sausage. Would that be good for me then? Because it's got antioxidants in it, right? Yeah, no.
Well, if they're grass fed, pork.
Yeah.
Then I'm all for it.
Okay, there you go.
Well, I know I've gotten some chorizo that he makes there, and the leanest chorizo I've ever had as far as, you know, a lot of chorizo that you buy, you end up pouring out a significant amount of grease, and these was really good. And something I had the other night from him was homemade hot dogs.
Oh, that'd be good. I'm a hot dog fan.
It's a hot dog in a lamb skin, so it has a skin on it, but I mean best hot dog.
Okay. Daddy Jim's.
Daddy Jim's.
Very good.
Give him a call.
I'll get over there and see Daddy Jim's. All right, and a couple more we need to talk about. Bonsai.
Bonsai just came on board. Go over there, and they're offering a free beverage with your meal.
Okay.
So that's an everyday thing over at Bonsai.
And beverages, you know, I always, when we have partners that want to do that, I think it's a great thing because a beverage.
Oh, $2.50 these days.
$2.50, and you got, you know, five people eating, and all of a sudden that's $12.50 or whatever. I think that's the math. Is that right? I don't know. Let's go with that. I think it's more than that, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, so I like the free drink. That's a nice offer, and that's non-alcoholic, as you stated.
Sure.
And then Lemieux's.
Lemieux's,
our good friend Denise,
renewed with
David.
Us, and they're offering a 5% off any parts and labor for any preventative work. So if you need to get your AC checked right now because summer is a-coming, they do up to $50, 5% discount on any of your preventive maintenance on parts and labor. So give Denise and David a call over there. They will fix you up and really take good care of your vehicle over there at Lemieux's.
That's good.
Truck, RV, and equipment company.
Yeah, very good. All right, and so talking of summer, Fire and Ice HVAC over in Fredericksburg just partnered with us, and they will do 10% off of a off any service call. And then also, if you want to just have your unit looked at, I think that's something they do both in spring and fall to make sure your HVAC is working properly for heat and cooling. They give 10% off of that. So that's Fire and Ice. Glad to have them. Great people over there. So lots of ways to use your hero card and keep your life in order. And one way you can use it is with our good friend Angela. Right? So now, Angela, let's talk about some nutrition and some different ways that, and I was making fun earlier about the Beachbody. But in reality, you can help people get in shape and change their lifestyle and feel better, sleep better, have less stress.
That's right.
Do it all.
That's right. Because a lot of times it's not what people are eating that is keeping them from losing weight or keeping them at the weight plateau that they're at. It's more about their stress level. People are not aware of how your hormones play such a factor in most of all cortisol. But they're all cortisol, your stress hormone.
Okay, thank you.
So
she saw my blank look on what cortisol was, y'all. That's dumb it down for me now. Come on, keep it simple. I'm sorry. No, good.
Yes, keep going. Yes, and I also help people to do the detective work, figuring out where the stress is coming from. It can even be physical stress. So your body's fighting an underlying inflammation that you're not even aware of. You may not have pain, but you're having some inflammatory condition inside your body. Well, you know, any kind of all the diseases that end with itis are inflammation.
Okay.
So, yeah. Very that's, you know, what I can help people with.
So
figuring that stuff out.
Since I've known you, this stress, you have, you've stressed the stress, literally. Because I guess we live in such a time, I don't know what all the reasons are. I think partly we all feel like we should get so much done. Mm-hmm. Because it's all at our fingertips now, right? And we just expect things in a hurry. And
exactly. Yeah, I was actually just working on a blog post.
Okay.
And working on that when I was writing it, it was coming to me that, you know, we used to be able to get so much more accomplished because we weren't sitting at computers. But computers, you know, in our technology should actually be doing stuff for us. Wasn't that the whole idea? It was supposed to make our lives easier. And yet, you know, we are just so much more feeling like there's something we need to do all the time.
So you feel that way too?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I do because of the, you know, like you say, it's the information. You know, you're hearing this stuff and you're like, well, I need to do that. I need to get involved. I need to help or, you know, whatever
great
it is.
Great point. The information overload. That's right. There's so many opportunities for us to be doing something.
Yes.
That's really good. So maybe, I'm assuming, part of something we could all do to relieve stress is get off our computer something.
That would be a really good idea. But especially in the evening, if you don't have, you know, some sort of glasses that protects your from bringing in that
tell
light.
Tell us about that. So that's going to disrupt our sleep.
It definitely does. Yes. Whenever looking at any kind of screen, your phone, your TV, your computer screen, all of those can affect your sleep cycle if you're doing that within a couple of hours of going to bed.
That is, well,
and who doesn't?
Everybody is doing that, right? I mean, that's just the facts.
We lay down and watch TV to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Terrible habit, isn't it?
It is terrible.
Yeah. It is. How many people don't have a TV in their bedroom? Well, Angela may not because she's the one trying to teach us all to be better, but everybody I know has got the TV in the bedroom.
My TV, actually, I have a TV in my bedroom that I turn on in the morning when I do my workout.
Okay.
That is my...
And we do turn it off at night then.
I never watch it. I don't watch TV.
Okay, well, there you go.
I don't watch TV.
Good for you.
I'm a news junkie.
Good for you. So, well, I'm sitting here thinking of this commercial that's out with Mark Wahlberg right now. The best rooms in the house are the rooms with TVs, and they're walking around in this house, and they've got them in the closets and in the bathrooms.
Well, they got one on a refrigerator now.
That's way too much.
They got it at Home Depot right now.
They're on gas pumps now.
Yeah, they are. And that was I saw that the other day at one of the stations here, and it was so distracting I could hardly get my gas pumped. So that's ridiculous. Anyway. just because I'm easily distracted. Okay, so we got to relieve stress, and you can help people do that by giving them some simple tips.
I help them with strategies. And
strategies,
help them, yeah. I help them to really figure out what is going to work for them. I help people to find the biggest change that they need to make. Okay, let me say it. It'll be a small change that's going to have the biggest impact.
Gotcha.
That's my plan when I work with somebody. The very first thing I do with them is to find the smallest little tweak that they can make that's going to have the biggest impact.
Versus trying to do 1,000 things.
Yes.
Just find one
start
thing.
Small.
Start small.
Right.
With good results.
Yes, yes. But, you know, and people can do that on their own, and yet they may not know what would really move the needle for them if they don't see the whole picture. Like I can from the outside.
It's good. With your background and your knowledge, and you're a great coach. I've worked personally with you, as you know, and you're easy to work with. You have great information. I enjoy reading the email and things that you present and put out. You're very, very talented. So,
thank you.
What groups do you have going right now? How can somebody get involved, or what could they do next to work with you?
Yeah, so I would love for them to join our group that we have if they're available on Thursday mornings. We have a group at the Center for Fitness.
Okay.
That is 10:30 the second and fourth Thursday of every month.
Second and fourth Thursday. Okay.
Yes, at 10:30.
At 10:30. Lasts for an hour?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep. And so I have that group, but I also do a lot online, so people can just go to majorweightloss.com, and they can, at the bottom of every blog post, they can get on my newsletter list. They can also download my emotional eating checklist and get that posted up, so it helps to remind them, you know, in emotional eating, the way I talk about emotional eating, it's just any time you eat when you're not hungry. You know you're not hungry, and you're going and scrounging around in the kitchen.
Yes, ma'am.
So, okay, when that happens, you just stop and you say, okay, first, am I hungry? Maybe you are hungry. So, you know, am I hungry? So you go through this list. And so those are some ways. And then they can also go on Facebook and look for my major weight loss this is page. You'll see my Facebook Lives that I do a couple times a week. And I also have a group there, Women Over 40 Crushing Cravings.
Very good.
Yeah.
That's a lot of places that people can reach out and find you. Absolutely. So I want to make sure everybody knows that Major is M-A-G-E-R.
That's correct.
Right? That's correct. Which is your last name, Angela Major.
Yes.
So majorweightloss.com.
Yes.
Major Weight Loss on Facebook.
Yeah.
And those are the primary ways that Angela wants you to get in touch with her.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that you're talking about, that mindless eating.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I learned from you is that when you do go in the pantry, and to take the time and slow down and look at, A, are you hungry? And if you are, what are you eating? And enjoy it versus just consuming it.
Yeah, mindlessly whenever you're watching TV or whatever you're doing, you're not aware of how much you're eating.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, you look great. But I know that you just had some photos taken. I think Brandy helped you with that. Y'all had fun doing that.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, Brandy did a great job.
She said you were great to work with. So, all right. So, believe it or not, we're down to a minute. That's the way this works every time.
Wow.
Big plans for the weekend?
Yes, we're going to a family reunion.
Where's
that?
I'm
so excited. It's the 50th reunion, and it's going to be in Serban, Texas. I know. I didn't know there was a Serban, Texas, but it's between Giddings and LaGrange.
Okay,
so
good. All weekend,
that way.
Bunch of people coming?
Yeah. So all my cousins are coming. It's a big family reunion. Goes way back further than my grandparents, but our little family reunion is going to take place, too, so that's exciting.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, have fun. Be safe on the road.
Thank you. And well, with my 16-year-old driving.
Oh, gosh. Be real safe. Absolutely. Yeah. Bobby, you have a good weekend.
Yes.
We're going to shut it down.
Well.
Yeah, thank you so much. Again, everybody, I'm glad you tuned in for the Hero Card Hour. We're here every week, 2 to 3 on KERV 1230. Angela, you're welcome anytime that you have time to come in here. Come tell us about what's going on. And Glenn, I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you, sir.
All right. And I think we are out of here.